All right, away we go with your calls on Boots and Salutes. And good morning. You can start things off. Go ahead.
Good morning. I would like to I've got two salutes.
Okay.
One is to the Smarty trick. I used that on both my kids. Potty training. And it worked like a charm.
Good, good, good.
And number two was the, oh, what was it? I can't remember. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, but we appreciate that.
The Smarty trick. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks so much for the call.
Bye-bye.
You know, we were talking, this, if you're just joining us, the whole Smarty trick goes back to the royal wedding because the nannies, it turns out, for the royal kids, they were using Smarties to entice the kids to behave, right? Because we found it fascinating because my daughters were wondering, how do you get kids to behave like that? Because, well, I got a couple of grandkids and they're well-behaved kids, but still, you got to, like, it'd be pretty hard with all of those people around and all the pomp and ceremony that's going on to keep your hands to yourself as a little guy. That would be hard.
True. Smarties the key. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're on the air.
Good morning. I'd like to boot SGI this morning. They've started a advertising program on TV, and I don't know if it's on the radio or not. Try and educate stupid people about leaving their keys in their vehicles and having them stolen. I think what they should be doing is changing the rules for stolen vehicles. Even if they find it and the keys aren't in it and the column's not busted, it's obvious that the keys were in it. And there should be no insurance. They're advertising and wasting our money, insurance money, to try and educate these dummies not to leave their keys in their vehicles. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Morning. I give a big boot to SGI and how they treat people who have been in car accidents. Can't wait until they become privatized.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Hello. I'd like to boot Bill for tailgating me. Just relax and enjoy the morning, please. Thank you.
938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727.
Did I ever tell you a buddy of mine? So he claims that he was in the right, but apparently he may have cut off another driver. It doesn't matter what happened, right? But nonetheless, he's on his way to the gym, and this whole transaction, this whole situation happens with another driver who flips him the birds. You can see that he's yelling at him the whole 9 yards, right? So he gets to the gym, and he's getting changed, and he looks up. Here's the guy.
No.
The guy that was flipping him off and yelling at him comes walking into the locker room. He said it was awkward when they recognized each other.
I would guess. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Big salute going out to the organization or the gentleman who was bringing Dickie D back on the road.
There you go.
Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I've got a boot for those protesters down in Wascana Park in Regina. They were willing to meet them in a legislation building. I don't understand, but they said no, they didn't want to meet the legislation building. They wanted to meet in the teepee. If you really want to make a point and you want to get something across, like, you got to have some give there. I mean, if you were really serious about making your point, why wouldn't you accept their offer and meet? And now I think you're just trying to grandstand.
938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. I promise I would not be selfish today. We've got His Worship Mayor Charlie Clark coming in later on this morning.
Right.
For our 3 minutes with the mayor.
Right.
And I promise that if you would like something asked of the mayor this morning, call us on Boots and Salutes this morning, and I will be sure to ask your question.
Oh, there's a lot of questions, because they were pretty busy dealing on everything from bike lanes to the cost for pot operations in Saskatoon, the license fee. There was another big topic of conversation.
Garbage.
Right, garbage, bus lanes. Oh, yeah, there's so much that they were talking about.
So I will not be selfish. If you want to ask a question to the mayor, let us know what it is. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, I just like to boot the Department of Highways. They apparently fixed the highway and then I almost blew a tire this morning in one of their patches.
Which highway?
45 to Delisle.
All right, thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Morning, guys. I would just like to say I actually disagree with that one fellow who phoned in there saying you should get fined if your vehicle is stolen. That just makes no sense to me. Your vehicle shouldn't, or you should not get fined when somebody steals your vehicle if you left the keys in. Thanks.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I just heard you, and I'm so glad I'd like to tell you to ask the mayor something. I live in Pleasant Hill, and could you please ask the mayor to look into it to have two-hour parking on P, Q, R, and S? That's the only place in the city that's no two-hour parking, and everyone blocks my driveway in plus everybody else's, and everyone gets to park there for 8 hours for free.
Oh, so you want two-hour parking in your neighborhood?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Exactly. It's the only place in the city. Every other place has it. Even the exhibition, for 1 week, they get it.
Okay. That question has been written down. Good morning. Boots and salutes.
Yeah, I'm calling from Prince Albert Region. I'm calling about, I want to make a big boot to the street people who bum for alcohol, money for alcohol and food. I think we should get rid of them people somehow.
All right. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. You can ask the mayor why they are digging out all the driveways along Preston Avenue and then replacing them. I just can't see it. To me, I think that's a waste of money.
All right.
You're talking about the sidewalks, right?
Yeah, just every driveway into everybody's yard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. If you're talking to the mayor today, could you ask him why they don't have countdown crosswalks at Photo Camera Lake?
Well, I can answer that one because city administration came back and they said that it wasn't a worthwhile project.
Oh, it is. You know, you go to PA, North Battleford, Melford, Pete's sake, has them. And it is so much easier because you know exactly when that light's going to change. And in wintertime, people are so scared to get a ticket, they'll just slam on their brakes, even if they could still make it through. Because technically, if your front end is in the intersection when the light turns amber, you're okay.
Absolutely.
People will still slam on their brakes. So, towns like PA have it, so I don't understand why, something like Saskatoon doesn't have it too, at least on the red light cameras.
No, I totally agree. And just administration a couple of years ago reported at the red light cameras, for instance, that I thought it would create more of a problem, and or, for example, at Circle and C, they didn't think there was enough pedestrian traffic to warrant having the countdown crosswalk. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Actually, to answer the fellow that just talked about those countdown crosswalks, it all has to come, they can't make money.
All right.
It's all about the money, because if they had the countdown, this way people have a chance to stop, because I know when people are trying to cross around those camera intersections, they're either honking on the brakes because they're scared to get a ticket, and the guy behind them just about hits them.
Can you do me one favor?
Yeah.
Just really loud on your phone, yell, "Show me the money."
Show me the money.
Thanks. It just reminded me of a movie. That's it for Boots and Salutes.
I had the same thought, but the movie I was thinking of was Vegas Vacation.
Oh, okay.
Remember where? Money, 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 money.
That's it for Boots and Salutes for Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got